Well, good morning. Good morning, one and all. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. I just love when I sing my little songs on the motivational call. So when y'all know when I'm singing my little songs, that means my spirit is uplifted. I'm feeling phenomenal, and I am ready to start the week. And I hope that you're ready to start the week as well. Welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Motivational Call because we have just spoken it, we have declared it, we've decreed it, that we are going to the top this year. We are claiming, declaring, decreeing uncommon favor, double and triple blessings, and restoration. I just believe that. That sentence is really speaking to my spirit today. Uncommon favor. Y'all know what uncommon favor is? That's that favor that you get when you know it's something you don't really deserve, but God allows it to happen anyway. So that's some uncommon favor. I just believe that every person on this call this morning is about to get some uncommon favor, some double, triple, quadruple blessings, and you're going to be restored this year. Lost money, lost relationships, lost friendships, lost everything will be recovered. And every time I say that sentence, I just feel it deep in my soul that it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen this year. Do y'all believe it? If you believe it, I want you to touch your phone right now and just say this one little simple sentence with me. I am going to the top this year. Say it one more time. I am going to the top this year. If you said that sentence, and if you really believe it deep in your soul, guess what's going to happen? So it is spoken. It is. It is. It is so. Amen. Amen. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET, and on behalf of my amazing husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you one more time for being on this call. We know you're busy, we're busy, everybody's busy, but we have pressed our way to be on this call this morning because we believe that these calls are the catalyst that propels us forward for the week. So we are honoring our commitment, and we made that commitment on January, I think it was the 8th, I can't even remember today, but we made it in January of this year, and wow, if you look back over those calls, when you go on our website and you see all the calls that we have had this year, it's simply amazing. And one of the things I wanted to say real quick today, and every time we do our affirmation, I forget to mention it. So I was talking to Natasha Pierre last week, and I said, Natasha, I got to mention why we added one of our words on our affirmation. So if you guys recall, some of you who have been rolling with EPNET for a while, we never used to say the word consistent. That was not a word that was in our affirmation. We used to say other words, and we've mixed them up over the years. But the reason we added the word consistent was really for me and Charles, because we said to ourselves in January, can we consistently do these calls every single week? Because, you know, we're so crazy busy. And I said to Charles, we're going to add that word in the affirmation. And I'm telling you, so it is spoken. What happened? It is so. So when you say I am consistent, you speak that out about whatever it is you're working on. You're working on a project, you got some, you know, big that you're trying to really get done. Say it out loud. I am consistent. I am consistent. Because if you keep saying it, you really will be. So that is the reason we added that word, and I'm so glad I finally got a chance to tell you guys, because I've been saying it for months. I'm going to tell everybody why we added consistent. And truly, truly, that word has been a blessing to us. Words truly do have power, y'all. And I'm saying that in all seriousness today. Words have power.
be very careful what you speak over your life. Be careful what you speak over your children's lives, because so it is spoken. It really, really, really is so. So again, we do these calls every single week to jumpstart you, to motivate you, to inspire you, and give you some substance, because we want you to keep moving forward, staying consistent on your path of entrepreneurship. And if you don't have a business, because we know some of you on the call don't have businesses yet, but we believe if you're consistent in your goal, that your business will come forth this year. Amen. 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 So each Monday I try to do a really quick recap of the weekend. And for me, my weekends start on Thursday if I can. So Thursday sort of kind of began my weekend, and I was so pleased, so honored to be able to spend the afternoon with my dear friend, Lady Emmy Vickers. And Emmy just happens to be our 2009 FNET Female Entrepreneur of the Year. And she just happens to be one of FNET's elite members. But most of all, she just happens to be my friend. And I just am so pleased and honored to know this awesome woman. I met Emmy back in 2008, I believe, and she was truly, it's so weird how we met, and that's a whole long story, but it wasn't through a networking event. We actually met through another person that we mutually know, and Emmy called me up, and we ended up meeting, and the rest is history. So interesting how you meet wonderful connections, and I've been connected with her for years, and I absolutely adore her. But as some of you know, Emmy had knee surgery, and she was laid up for a few months, and I had been saying and saying I was going to go by and see her. And, you know, like I said, Dr. Tappan put a fire under us a couple weeks ago, and you got to focus and get your goals out and get things done. And so my new motto this year is focus, focus. You got to get things done. So I said, you know what, I am going by to see Emmy, and I was supposed to see her early in the week, and she wasn't available, but I was able to go see her on Thursday. And you know, if you get a visit from me, I'm going to come bearing gifts. So just know that. I'm going to come bearing gifts. And to my surprise, I'm walking in her house bearing gifts, and she was bearing gifts as well. And she made me a wonderful lunch, and we enjoyed each other's company so immensely. I had a wonderful afternoon with her, and I just hope that she was encouraged. I don't even know if she's on the call this morning yet. I haven't looked to see who's on the call, but I just hope that she was encouraged, because truly she encouraged me and uplifted my spirits, and I hope I uplifted hers. So, Lady Emmy Vickers, thank you so much for the wonderful afternoon we shared on Thursday, and I hope that I was an encouragement to you. Amen. And then Saturday I had a couple of meetings that I ran off to and got a few things done, worked on a few projects, got a couple things going on. And then, of course, yesterday, Charles and I did something kind of weird. We, out of the blue, we met a couple of folks in Vegas when we had the conference a couple of months ago where we spoke. And we just, impromptu, there was a couple people, a couple couples that we connected with, and we decided we were going to go ahead and just meet up with those folks. And I'm so glad we did. We were, you know, building those relationships. Awesome connections, time of fellowship, and that was actually last night, and I wanted to run by and see my also good friend, Lady Giovanna. If you guys don't know Lady Giovanna Taylor, she was instrumental in getting my gown for last year's FNET Legacy Awards Ball. So I popped by there real fast to see her, and again, was an encouragement to her. Didn't even realize I was being an encouragement, so that was our weekend recap. Just the word, if you keep seeing it, was encouragement. And that is what the couples that we met up with on Sunday night said as well. Hey, we're just glad you guys came. We got some encouragement. So I want you guys to hold on to that word this week. Encourage somebody. Go visit someone. I'm sure I did encourage Emmy when I went by to see her. I'm sure it was an encouragement to go by and see Giovanna. Sometimes when you surprise people and just go by and drop and see them, that does more than if you see them all the time. You know what I mean? So make sure that you do that this week if you can. Go and encourage somebody. Now, I have some bad news.
y'all knew it was going to come eventually. My awesome husband, Charles Brown, cannot be on the call today. I'm very, very upset, but you know, I can't be mad. What did I tell y'all last week? Charles said he was only going to be on the call once a month, and we've had him on the call like the last 5 or 6 weeks, so I guess I can't say too much. Charles is actually en route to a very big business meeting that he has going on this morning, so unfortunately he cannot be on the call, but he sends his regards and tells everybody that he will try to be back on next Monday. So I am going to go ahead and lead us in a quick word of prayer, because I know usually this is where Charles does that. So if everybody could just bow their heads with me really fast, and let's go before the throne of grace. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we just come to you today giving you thanks. We thank you, O Lord, for this call, for every soul that is on it, for every person who has ever been on our Monday motivational calls. Lord, we ask that our words help, encourage, motivate, and inspire your people, your entrepreneurs, your professionals to keep on keeping on. Lord, let something that is said on this call today touch and really, really resonate in their souls. Lord, we just ask all your blessings on every life on this call. Prosper them. Grow their business. And if they don't have a business, Lord, bring it to fruition in 2014. We know that you can do it, because you and only you can give uncommon favor and the double and triple blessings that we know that you want to give to your children. And we ask all of these blessings in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. God is so awesome. We got to give him praise, glory, and honor, because without him, we are nothing. So at this point in the call, Charles always says, who is FNET and what do we do? And FNET is a business building relationship organization. And we specialize in bringing businesses together so we can build relationships. Now, we say it every week, and I know everybody says, well, what does that mean? And, you know, it's all about connecting. Just like I went over and hung out with Emmy, Emmy and I are not just business colleagues. We are friends. So when we actually have FNET experiences and we do workshops and retreats and seminars, we want you to connect with those other entrepreneurs and professionals in the room. It's not about passing out a business card. It's about establishing a relationship. And that's the word we say over and over and over. You build those relationships and they turn into friendships. And, you know, you like to do business with people that are your friends, right? I know sometimes people say, oh, you're not supposed to do business with people that's your friends. I don't agree with that. I would rather do business with a friend than an enemy any day. Amen? So build those relationships. Sow goodwill in other people's lives. And what you sow, it comes back to you. So FNET, we host experiences. And we do these experiences so that you can interact and have a good time, meet and connect with other like-minded individuals. And in addition, every year, we are the only organization that doesn't just talk about honoring entrepreneurs and professionals. We do it. And we do this by having our Legacy Award Ball, where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs and professionals who are leaving a living legacy. We're in our 9th year, guys, and we just hope that if you have not come to an FNET experience, that you try to come on through, come on by, drop in, and see us sometime this year. And as some of you also know, at the FNET organization, we started in 2006 because I was tired. I couldn't find any workshops or events that had like-minded individuals that I could just bounce some ideas off of. And, you know, that's another thing about our FNET experiences. Sometimes you're not even trying to get any business. You just need some advice, and that's real. So the entrepreneurs on the call, you guys know sometimes we get stuck. And you're like, okay, I don't know how to do this, or I don't know where to get this. So what do? You're able to talk to people face-to-face and say, hey, look, how did you do this in your business? And you get the answer. So that's why the FNET organization was formed. And truly, truly, we've made some phenomenal connections, phenomenal, phenomenal connections over the years. So again, if you have not come to an FNET experience,
Come on through, and we invite you to come grow your business and your bottom line with us. Now, okay, it's time for our affirmation. And as I said, Charles is not able to do the affirmation with me today. So today, I would like somebody to inbox me on Facebook real quick and let me know if you want to do the affirmation with me. Now, let me preface this before I bring you on the call. You gotta have some energy, okay? I need you to have some energy. So you can't get on and say, I am an entrepreneur. I need some motivation. I need some inspiration. So who wants to help me do the Monday affirmation? I'm the first person who inboxes me, I'm going to take them. So let me see. I think somebody did just inbox me. Let me see who inboxed me. It's Tanya McGuire. Lady Tanya McGuire. If you guys recall, Tanya was one of our guest speakers a few weeks back, and she truly imparted a good word. Lady Tanya, absolutely. I'm going to bring you in to help me do this Monday motivational call. As a matter of fact, I haven't even seen who's on the call. Before I bring you in, Tanya, let me see who's on the call. I'm sorry, guys. I started talking this morning. I didn't even look to see who was on. I didn't even say hello. Of course, Lady Melanie Inspire, she's our guest speaker today, and she's definitely on the call. Lady Emmy Vickers! Lady Emmy Vickers, I hope you've been on the call the whole time, sweetie pie. I've been shouting you out, and I didn't even know if you was on the call. Good to see you, Lady Emmy. Thank you so much again for last Thursday. I had a phenomenal time. Natasha Pierre! Natasha Pierre, all the way from Tampa, Florida, is on the call. Woo-hoo, Lady Natasha. Everybody, I'm giving you some time to stand it on up. I'm going to shout out a couple more people, but I'm going to give you some time to stand up and say our affirmation. And I know it's Monday. I know last week we had a lot of people on the call, way over our normal number, and we had a lot of people who were home because of the holiday, so they were able to stand up. So today, I see Tia Tenacious was on the call. Tia, I know you're back at your desk. Shake your leg. Shake your leg, sweetie pie. Don't stand up if you can't. But if you can stand up, please stand up. Sharon Bullock, I see you, lady. Sharon Bullock is on the call today. Lady Sharon, please stand up. Rosetta Thompson, good to see you as usual. Lady Rosetta and Sharon, and I see a lot of our elite members are usually on the call. Sylvia Henderson, wow. When Sylvia's not on the call, I feel funny because Lady Sylvia was on our call faithfully for months, and then I know she got a little busy, so she wasn't on for a little while. But she's back with us today, guys. Lady Sylvia Henderson is on the call. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. All right, guys, are y'all ready to do this affirmation? I can't shout everybody out because there's a lot of folks on the call again today, and I know some of you cannot stand up. But if you can, please stand up. I'm going to have Lady Tanya McGuire stand in today for Mr. Charles Brown, who is unable to be with us. So he's not here, but we have Lady Tanya McGuire. She's going to help me do the affirmation. Caritha Crawford, good to see you on the call today. Tanisha Taylor, hello, my dear. And there's our girl, Nicole Bailey. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks, Nicole. Glad to see you back on the call. All right, guys, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready to do this affirmation? Derek Young, good to see you. Good to see you on the call. Are y'all ready? Okay, so I'm going to bring Tanya in. Carletta Orr, I see you. I haven't forgotten about you. Good to see you, sweetie. Okay, let me see. Let me see if I can bring Tanya in. Lady Tanya, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Good morning!
Good morning! How are you?
I'm good, sweetie pie. So you going to help me do this affirmation?
Yes, I am.
Okay, everybody, I hope you're standing up. And I want you to repeat after us. Lady Tanya, I want you to say it out loud and proud. Everybody else, say it out loud and proud. Like you know you are going to the top this year in your business. All right.
Yes.
All right, Lady Tonya.
I am.
I am an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
I am dynamic.
All right.
I am
courageous.
Courageous.
I am outstanding.
I am outstanding.
I am amazing.
I am, with my hand snapped, amazing.
All right. Now, we got to say that with a little bit more feeling, okay? we gotta speak it out. We got to say it into the atmosphere that we are amazing. Now, I want you to dig down deep in your stomach. You know, people who want to call who can sing, you know people sing from their stomach, right? So
yeah.
You got to speak that out from your stomach that you are amazing. You are speaking it out about you, your life, your business, your family. So I want you to say it deep in your soul. So we're going to do that one more again.
I am
amazing.
I am amazing.
Woohoo! See, that's what I'm talking about, Tonya. See, Tonya, no. Good job. Did y'all say it like me and Tonya just said it? Did you say it from deep in your stomach that you are amazing? The Far Fits, I see you on the call. Did you speak it out deep in your soul that you are amazing? I hope you guys did it because I could feel that all the way from South Carolina, Florida, from South Carolina, Tonya. So, very good.
I am
consistent.
I am consistent.
There's that word.
I am
remarkable.
I am remarkable. I am
blessed.
And I am blessed.
And highly favored.
Favored. I am
taking my business to the top.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Do you believe that, Tonya?
Yes, I do.
Everybody on the call, do you believe it as well? All right, so if y'all believe it, high five yourself, high five somebody with you, and say it out loud and proud that I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right, Lady Tonya. Thank you for helping me with this affirmation today. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
All right. Okay. Now, remember, when we're on our journey of taking our businesses to the top and to new levels, we have got to reach back and help somebody else because this life is not about us. It is about helping others in their life as well as in their business. And you know what? We say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience because we believe that if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, families, and our businesses, that it will come to pass. Not it might, not it maybe, it will come to pass. So you got to speak life. You got to speak good things, speak positivity, and watch your life circumstances, your business, and your family change. And they're going to change for the better. All right? All right, all right, all right. Now, last week. What can I say about last week's call? Who was on the call last week? If you was on the call last week, I need you to post out inside the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call feed and just say a couple words about last week's call. Just say it was phenomenal, it was great, it was fabulous, because that's what it was. That call was amazing. We had five random speakers. We just picked five people who wanted to jump on the call with us to impart a quick word of encouragement to the entrepreneurs. It was the first time we've ever done it, and truly, truly, it was one of our best calls to date. If you missed it, oh boy, if you missed it. That was one call you shouldn't miss, and there was a lot of folks on the call. We had almost 100 people on the call, and that was one call, truly, that touched our soul. So, I got to give a shout-out to Dave Wren, Alice Giroux, Terry Lewis, Rob House, and Sean Randleman. Thank you so much, guys, for jumping on that call last week and imparting a good word to our entrepreneurs, because truly, 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 we were blessed. If you missed it, do not fear. It is on the website. My webmaster got that one up quickly. Go to fnetonline.com, click on the Monday Motivational Call box, and you can hear the replay. It will bless your socks off. Trust me on this one. That is one call. Oh, my God. It truly blessed our souls. And our dear speaker today, Lady Melanie Inspires, she actually gave us the title for it. It was the Fnet Speed Motivation Call. Love it, Melanie. Love it, love it, love it. The Fnet Speed Motivation Call, and I think we're going to try to do that maybe once a month, or we might even do it on holidays. We'll see how it works out, but I think that that was something that people really enjoyed, and it's a great way for people to know who you are and your business. So when I say again, hey, I'm going to let five random people get on the call, jump on, inbox me fast, and you will be one of the five to be part of it. Awesome, awesome. Awesome. Fnet Speed Motivation Call. Thank you, Melanie Inspires, for giving us that awesome title. So, she's back, guys. She is back. Lady Melanie was with us back in March. She gave us some steps to walk in our truth. And, you know, this woman, she is called Melanie Inspires Thomas. And so when I shout her out, I always just say it's Melanie Inspires, because truly she is an inspiration to me and on so many levels and in so many ways, and she doesn't even realize it. And I'm so glad that our paths crossed. She is truly a blessed woman of God. And today her topic is the breaking point, five steps to overcome. And, you know, how many of us have been in a situation that we really truly have felt like we were at our breaking point? Well, I believe that today, Lady Melanie Inspires is going to, you know, give us some steps so that we can not feel like we're about to break. So, I'm going to bring Lady Melanie in. We are excited to hear from her today. So, Lady Melanie Inspires, are you on the call?
I am, I am. Good morning.
You know, wait a minute, Melanie. See, now, Charles always be saying to me, Teresa, you keep saying you can't sing, but maybe you really should be thinking about doing opera. I'm just going to let y'all know I really can't sing. This is just me being silly, but I just love, love, love Lady Melanie Inspires. I'm so glad you're on the call today. Thank you so much for being our guest.
I am glad to be here. Thank you, and I love you back.
Oh, all right, so Lady Melanie, let's just jump right in. The floor is yours.
All right. Thank you again for, you know, having me on here. And you talked about last week. It was absolutely amazing. And, you know, the word, the speed motivation was the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, that's what this is. It was absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. So thank you to everyone that, you know, called in and were a part of it. It was truly a blessed time. And I needed to hear a lot of those things that were said. Initially, when I sent you the topic, I thought that God was telling me to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But late last night.
late in the midnight hour.
Yes, late in the midnight hour, he said something else. And initially, I wanted to talk about, you know, that breaking point that we reach in ourselves. But God told me to talk about his breaking and when he has to break us.
Mm.
Brokenness in him. And, the first thing that came to mind, he gave me this scripture,
Psalm 16 and 17. And it says, "For you do not delight in the sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise." And the New Living Translation says, "The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, oh God." A lot of times people go through their businesses and their lives and they think that, that if they just say that they're sorry for certain things, that it just makes it okay. But not with God. We have to really, and I looked up the word contrite, and contrite, it means feeling or showing sorrow or remorse for sin or shortcoming. How many times God sees our heart? And he knows when we're just saying that we're sorry for something. He reads our heart. Although we may speak certain things or read it, or say, God sees our heart. He knows our true intention.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be contrite in whatever we do and allow God to really use us.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime something is broken, I've never broken a limb, but I can imagine that, there's a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And brokenness, when you have to be broken in him, God wants to break off the things and the ailments and, all the negative things that are hindering us from growing in him, that are hindering us and our businesses from growing and reaching the potential that he needs it to be. When I talked about POINT, I came up with an acronym. I love acronyms. POINT. The first thing, in order for us to get through that breaking point where God may be breaking off certain things in us, whether it's negative relationships, whether it is hatred, animosity, anything that we may be feeling that is truly hindering us from being our best self, God has to break off in order to bless us. So the POINT, again, like I said, is an acronym. The first thing, when we reach that breaking point where God may be breaking off things in us, we need to pray. Because a lot of times we may think that those relationships that are gone are supposed to be there for us. We have to understand and realize that people are seasonal. Just like the weather changes, there are some people that are meant to be there for a lifetime. Like the evergreen trees, they last forever. And there are other people who change with the seasons, and we have to learn to let go. When we hold on to certain things and people that are not meant to be in our lives at that moment, we hurt ourselves even more. And we go through more heartbreak and other breaking points that we did not need to go through. So the P, again, is to pray when we see that God may be breaking us and trying to break off things that may be hindering us. The O is to obey. Listen to God. Too many times we're talking and we're telling God, I'm guilty of it. I was the one where I wanted to tell God what I was comfortable doing for him. And God had to tell me, no, Melanie, you need to step up and do what I told you to do. And I'm like, I can't do it, God. Why are you telling me to do this? I can't do it because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I was equipped for what he called me for. And I just kept telling him, God, I'm not going to do that. I'm comfortable doing this, and this is what I'm going to do. And he had to break that will off of me to obey and to listen to his word. The I, we need to investigate. What do we know? Who is in our circle? Are there leeches around? There are people who will just suck you dry, and you will feel empty. As long as you stay connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful who we are aligned with.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people, again, can cause us to reach other breaking points that we aren't meant to go to. But everything is a lesson learned. God has given us the gift of free will, and he allows certain things to happen. So we need to investigate who's in our circle and what their purpose is. What are they there for? Are they there to just use us? The Bible says to pray for those who use you. But at the same time, he doesn't call us to be foolish.
So we need to be wise and be able to discern who is there and what their purpose is. Navigate the GPS navigation. I love it. It redirects us when we've made a wrong turn. We need to allow God to be our navigation guide. Trust Him in everything and allow Him to guide us. And last, the T in point is to trust Him. When we trust God with our all, with our everything, even through these breaking points and the times when He is breaking things off of us and we don't understand what's going on in us, that's the only time that God can really move. When we have reached to the end of ourselves, that's when God can work. A lot of times we want to work along with God, but God doesn't need our help. We need to let go. We have to let go. If we are at that breaking point, if you are at the end of yourself where you can take no more, you need to let go and let God take control. Because God is the only one that can help you in your situation. A post that you posted earlier, or yesterday, I think, Teresa, Rosetta commented and talked about focus, because I think I replied something about we need to stay focused because this is a time of great distractions and disguises. And our sister Rosetta Thompson, I love the acronym she posted about what focus means. Follow on course until successful. Follow on course until successful. When you focus on God, you know, you don't see anything else. You don't see the other distractions, the things on the side, the people that may come in there, the wolves in sheep clothing. We have to be so careful because these are the end times that we're living in. And deception is running rampant. There are so many people who may be saying that they're for you. If you come with me, I'll help you grow your business. I'll help you do this. And then what do? They fall through. That's why we can't necessarily put our trust in man, but in God. When we trust God, He will align our steps. He will connect us with people and organizations like FNET that can truly help you grow your bottom line and increase your business and truly believe in you because they keep God at the center where He needs to be. Anytime we take Him out, there's chaos, there's confusion. It's just, you know, it's just truly a negative and hostile environment when we remove God from the midst of it. When you have reached your breaking point, remember, the point, the P in point is to pray. Obey and omit negativity. Don't allow the negative thoughts to plague your mind. Know and understand that what God is doing is for your good. Investigate. Know who is around you and what their purpose is. What you see, do not doubt. Because God will give you the spirit of discernment. And oftentimes we ignore certain things. We ignore the red flags. And that's when we become hurt. Navigate. Allow God to be your navigation guide. Allow Him to help you get to your destination. Redirect your worries and cares to Him. We don't have to carry that burden. I saw a video yesterday, and I posted it on my page. It was truly, it just really touched me. It was a guy holding a glass of water, and he drank a little bit of the water. He asked, "How heavy do you think this glass of water is?" He said, "The longer you hold it, the heavier it gets." How many times are we guilty of holding on to things that God is telling us to let go of? We're holding on to past hurts, abuse, whatever the case may be, things that we're holding on to, and it's weighing us down. It is weighing us down, and we have to get rid of it because it will hinder our growth. It will hinder the potential for our businesses or whatever endeavors that we have to grow. The weight truly weighs us down and distracts us from what God wants us to do. So redirect your worries and cares to Him. And lastly, trust God through it all. Trust God through it all. There's a worship song that we sing, and the lyrics say, brokenness, brokenness is what I long for. Brokenness is what I need. Brokenness is what you want from me. So take my heart, Lord, and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. When you've reached that broken point, allow God, that breaking point, allow God to continue to break off those things that are going to hinder your growth, that are going to hinder you blossoming into the person that God wants you to be. Allow God to break us and remember to stay prayerful, obey, investigate, navigate, and to trust Him through it all.
Wow. Amen. Amen. That's a good word, Melanie. I was sitting over here. I was going to interject a couple times. I was like, no, I'm going to let her get it all out. That was amazing. Amazing. But, you know, I got to ask you a couple of quick questions. Not even so much questions, but just kind of do a little dialogue with you. But, you know, one of the things that you said, and I know me and you had a good dialogue the last time you were on the call, but when you said investigate, don't ignore the red flags, and, you know, I think I've talked about this before as well. You've got to trust that feeling.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but God just really just saying, hey, look, just kind of give you a poke, like, you know what? You know, that person is not, you shouldn't be around that person, or something's wrong with that person. It's almost like a little child, you know, when you see a little child and they won't go to certain people,
mm-hmm.
they have a pure spirit. And
yeah.
So I really believe that children can pick up on bad people. And
almost definitely.
Absolutely. If they won't go to somebody, that's why me and Charles, we always do the child test.
I love it.
We always go around people, we just met a couple weeks ago, and they had three little kids, and
mm-hmm.
and they immediately came to us. And I was like, oh, praise the Lord. That means we okay. But I just believe that the children have pure spirits, so they can feel things that, you know, we can't. But I do believe that God will give you that little navigational poke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how GPS will say, in 500 feet, make a U-turn.
Exactly.
You know? So I've gotten lost many a time, but it's just you do have to trust that feeling and don't ignore those red flags. And I'm telling you, there's been two instances that have really changed the course of me and Charles's life in business. One of which I've shared with you,
mm-hmm.
that we didn't trust that red flag, and
yeah.
had we trusted it, we wouldn't have had to go through that situation. And I heard something on the radio the other day. Somebody was saying, sometimes God will make you go through stuff so He can bring you out.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to. So He goes out what you say. So you have to trust Him and rely on
mm-hmm.
Him. So yeah, that was very poignant what you said, and also something that you said when you have reached the end of you, or we reached the end of our rope, or I'll say,
mm-hmm.
that's when you just finally let go and let God. And I remember
yeah.
when I was going through my divorce years ago, and, well, actually not my divorce, I wasn't even going through a divorce, I was in a bad marriage, and I would go to my hairdresser, I used to go to a guy in D.C., and he used to do my hair all the time, and I would just bend his ear about how terrible my husband was treating me. Oh, he's terrible, he does this and this and this. And one day, I think he had just had enough. You know, sometimes your friends, they love you, but they just have had enough.
Exactly.
And I'll never forget what he said, and it changed my life, because when he said it to me, it made me move.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, when you get enough, then and only then will you leave.
Mm.
And that's only
true.
Thing he said about that whole situation, and it shut me up. You know, and I was like, you know, I'm like, well, all right. And the next thing I know, it made me start thinking. I started thinking
mm-hmm.
and thinking, and then something happened, and then I ended up leaving. But that was just what you said. When you get enough,
mm-hmm.
when you get enough, then you will say, okay, God, I'm done.
Yep.
And I need you to step on in when he's been there the whole time.
Exactly.
He's been there the whole time.
Waiting for that invitation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's an invitation. So, good stuff. We definitely got to pray. We got to obey. And I know you were speaking to me because you know my husband has said many times on this call, he done called me Evangelist Teresa. And what do I keep saying to y'all? Go ahead, Charles. I ain't saying I ain't fooling with you on that.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad he's not on the call today, but I'm sure he will listen to this replay. But, yeah, that was good words, Melanie, good word. I'm telling you, every time you get on this call, you truly impart. I just believe God is speaking through you.
Mm-hmm. That's been my prayer.
Absolutely. He's speaking through you, and I'm telling you, I hope that everybody on the call today really listened, took notes, and will apply the points, and I love your acronyms, the points that Lady Melanie gave. Now, Melanie, make sure before you get off the call that people know how to connect with you, so give us all your information. And everybody, please take this information down. Just like we said last week, when we have guests on the call, we want you to connect with these people. Friend Melanie on Facebook. Go on social media. I know she's on Twitter and Instagram and all these other places. So Melanie, go ahead and give everybody your contact information.
Okay. If everybody texts the word INSPIRE, and that is 4677-473-255-255, my information will come up, and they'll be able to connect with me there.
Okay.
And also my other website, that's my organization, Love International, that's all that information. But my other website is www.melanie, and that's M-E-L-E-N-Y, thomas.com. They can also find all my social media links on those pages. So,
okay, say that number one more time, Melanie.
All right, the number is 4677-473-255-255. So that's INSPIRE to 55255, and you'll be able to get my information.
All right. Lady Melanie INSPIRES. Thank you so much. That was good word, my dear. Good word.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, well, everybody, I don't even know what to say after that. Lady Melanie knocked it out of the park as usual, and truly, truly, she imparted a good word to us. Thank you so much again, Lady Melanie INSPIRES. Thomas, make sure you connect with her on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the, you know, social media. Text the number that she gave, and you'll be able to get all of her information. Now, real quick, don't hang up, because I have a very special announcement for those of you who are on the Top Level Monday Motivational Call. As some of you know, two things. Elite members, for those of you who have not responded back, we have an elite member meeting tomorrow. You guys know the location. If you have not emailed me to let me know that you're coming, please do. If you can't come, that's fine. Just let me know so I can do a head count. So elite members on the call, please email me. If you have emailed me, I did get it. But if you have not, please email me to let me know if you can make the meeting tomorrow. Elite members only. Now, for everybody else, September 16th, we will be having a Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking Breakfast. Please make sure that you are there. It's going to be at the Wilmore Country Club, Tuesday, September 16th. I'll put out the information one more time for those of you who want to attend so you can register. But what I was about to say is many of you knew our FNET Legacy Award Ball is coming up on October 25th. Our early bird registration link is over. So for those of you who did not get a chance to participate, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to give a special discount to the top-level Monday Motivational Call listeners. So be on the lookout. It's going to be top-level. That's going to be your promotional code. I haven't put it up yet. But when you're ready to sign out, I'm going to do a discount for you guys probably up until about maybe September, maybe 15th.
So our top-level listeners, if you missed the early bird, there will be a top-level discount for you. So for those of you who stayed to the end of the call, you will hear that. And I will try to send out a call like I usually do and just let you guys know again about that discount. I feel like because you guys have truly been supporting this call since January, we should do something nice for you guys. So be on the lookout for that. All right. I think that's pretty much all our announcements. Again, we just thank Melanie Inspires for being on our call today. She was amazing. Great, great information, inspiration, and motivation. So if you were taking notes, make sure that you go back and review them. If you missed something, we will have the replay up soon. I'll get my webmaster to try to get it up no later than tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. So once again, we thank you for joining us on this important call today. Remember, we are FNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line, one relationship at a time. And please, guys, don't forget to pray, obey, investigate, navigate, and trust God. Do those points that Melanie gave us. And I believe if you put those points into practice, that your life, your business, your circumstances will definitely change. Have a wonderful week. Stay motivated. Take care.